This is an AI-generated summary of Hansard for Tuesday, 4th June, 1901. The House of Representatives. Minister for External Affairs Edmund Barton opened the debate by requesting cooperation from members to conclude the address and reply discussion either tonight or by 6:30 tomorrow evening, so that the necessary supply may be secured before Sunday, June 9th, as required by the Constitution. Arthur Groom, representing Flinders of the Free Trade Party, expressed his pleasure with the quality of the speeches, but observed that protectionist members had not offered detailed proposals on the desired levels of protection. Groom urged the government to prioritise revenue and defined moderate protection as a maximum 25% duty on imported articles. His remarks, which included a stated revenue need of £8,500,000, and the expectation of an average duty of 20% on imported goods, with one-third coming in duty-free, drew reactions and interjections from members such as William Macmillan and Samuel Mauger, Mauger even describing the definition as a good one. Groom then addressed the situation in Victoria, noting that the promised advantages had not been realised and that export markets had closed. He advocated for a focus on developing natural resources and for providing adequate support to producers. He also mentioned that the issue of protection was under current examination and stressed the necessity of pursuing a White Australia policy. Charles MacDonald, representing Kennedy, criticised Queensland's absence from constitutional conventions and attributed it to the Queensland Premier's preference for Legislative Assembly delegate selection rather than a popular vote. He condemned Queensland members for downplaying the issues of black labour during their campaigns and insisted that facts must prevail over feelings. Citing employment statistics in agriculture and raising concerns about safety in regions such as Bundaberg and Mackay, MacDonald also discussed the challenges facing the sugar industry and wool exports, noting that around 80% of the taxation burden fell on the working classes. He recommended the establishment of a state refinery to support Queensland's sugar industry. His detailed points led to a series of interjections regarding labour, taxation, and the proper balance of protectionist measures, with members such as William Macmillan and Mr. Watson actively contributing to the discussion. Samuel Winter Cook, representing Wannon as a Victorian free trader, defended his stance by referencing the Attorney General's past writings and advocating for a revenue tariff. He critiqued the contempt with which some members spoke of authorities and argued for a progressive nation. In addressing geographic and fiscal comparisons, Cook remarked that Gladstone does not say in England only, responding to an interjection about adopting policies strictly from Great Britain. Throughout his contribution, numerous interruptions underscored the intensity of the debate, with comments on employment, fiscal responsibility, and energy in policymaking, even as Mr. Deakin and Mr. Watson made their own points. John Chanter, representing Riverina, spoke of the successful collaboration with his colleagues in the cause of union and referenced the influence of Henry George's writings in support of free trade. He challenged the protectionist stance of states like New South Wales by highlighting local examples and stressing that many state policies were leaning toward protectionism. His remarks, interspersed with points about the Braddon Clause and the proper role of legislative provisions, further deepened the discussion on whether tariff measures should lean more toward protection or revenue generation. Thomas Brown, representing Canabolas, focused on the importance of clear and accessible language in legislation, criticising existing laws for being overly technical. In response, the Prime Minister stated, "I suppose the people of Australia understand their own language, and the bills will be written in that language." Brown then raised concerns about the rumoured appointment of a former New South Wales minister to a federal civil service position and touched upon the sensitive issue of the federal franchise. Advocating strongly for a uniform federal franchise based on one adult, one vote, he underscored his view on maintaining racial purity under a White Australia policy and the need for swift decisions regarding the federal capital site for the benefit of New South Wales. His passionate call for clear reform was punctuated by Mr. Chapman's pointed remark, "It is votes we want, not voters." George Fuller, representing Illawarra, concluded by emphasizing that revenue should remain the primary focus. He called for the government to assume responsibility for quarantine departments across all states so as to implement a uniform system within the Federation. Fuller's comments, which also touched on the operational costs affecting industries such as sugar, coal, and others, underscored the complex balance between revenue generation and the protection of local industries. After lengthy debates marked by numerous interjections on taxation, protectionism, and state versus federal responsibilities, Mr. Barton moved a motion stating, "I trust that we shall come to a conclusion of the debate at a sufficiently early hour tomorrow to be able to go on then with other business." He then moved that the House, at its rising, adjourn until tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. This has been a LaunchLab production. LaunchLab.com.au